There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Of course, on a Victory Monday, we're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, where you can find us every Monday during football season. Jordan Mailata's show will be at 6 o'clock. It'll be Jordan, Elliot Short Parks, and myself. And then at 7 o'clock, there is the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Donovan McNabb will join us shortly. Donovan's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Oh, there he is joining us now. Talk about the game. Number 5, Donovan McNabb. What's up, Donovan?
All right. What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Feeling pretty good, Donovan. Couple straight wins. just offensively first, what was your big takeaway from Saturday's game?
Well, I think we just did what we need to do to win. Nothing was spectacular. I mean, we had some big explosive runs in the running game with Saquon and our running back by committee, so to speak. But as far as our passing game was concerned, we did just enough to win. And, you know, I think we threw for just over 160 yards passing with 5.2 or 5.8 yards per passing play, which I expect us to be a little bit more explosive. But, you know, it is what it is at this particular point. I think we all just kind of have to accept the fact that we're just not an explosive offense in the passing game. We're methodical. It's moving the chains. Obviously didn't turn the football over, but more importantly, I think it, for this football team is, you know, if we can continue to stay this way and be balanced and our defense puts us on a short field, we'll have a great opportunity to continue to move on.
Not much from under the center. Their explanation was kind of...
Remember what I said, exactly. I expected that. But I don't know if it was maybe they didn't want to show that in the first meeting. And then we'll see in the next game, the next opportunity to change it up a little bit. But that was my big question. You know, the fact that we did bring it under, you know, bring that to now the film where the other teams have to prepare for it. But where does that now lead us? Do we move into that realm where we open it up, or was it just something to try again?
Well, I'll tell you. Them running out of the shotgun probably was the most success they've had running out of the shotgun in any game I could think of. So I'm just wondering, they gave them a different look. I know we all certainly would prefer more under the center stuff, but did you at least like what they did out of the shotgun? It seemed like they had a lot more empty backfield
sets. Yep.
as well. Did you like what they did sort of from a schematic standpoint Saturday?
From a schematic standpoint, I love the fact that, yes, we did do a little bit more empty because I think we have receivers that can create mismatches if they decide to play us man, but we just don't utilize it. And I think as far as the shotgun runs are concerned, it's pretty much the same as stuff that we've been doing, and we just haven't been blocking well up front. And to be honest with you, some of the schemes that we were doing as far as blocking is, you know, concerned up front, you know, there were a few missed blocks on a lot of different occasions that could have been more explosive runs. So I just think for this team, consistency is the thing that we have to focus more on when it comes to what this offense is about. We don't have an identity, but just as far as consistency, and that being Jalen protecting the football, taking what the defense is giving him, a lot of times we'll be hitting check downs or our intermediate routes, quick game, and not too much over the top. But we just got to accept what we are, and hopefully we can continue to play at this level on both sides and find ourselves hopefully winning games.
Donovan, can you talk about like how that, from a QB perspective and from an offensive totality perspective, when you're going empty and five wide, what it does to the defense and how it can create an advantage offensively? Like, what is happening there that allows them to be successful?
Well, the whole thing as far as when you either go empty or motion into empty, you're creating mismatches. You're trying to create mismatches, and you're also trying to see what the defense is doing. A lot of times they'll show a lot of different blitzes, but when you motion out into empty, either they stay in that same blitz or they pull them out of that blitz, where now that linebacker, that safety, who may be involved in the blitz, now has to go out and cover the running back. And then in certain instances when they do, you know, go out and cover the running back, you know you're getting man. If they just kind of expand the corner out and kind of shift the defense, then you know you're in the zone. And so some of the pass plays will be the intermediate or quick game that you'll utilize. But if they go man, you want to attack them downfield, maybe some crossing routes and have a deep over route over at 18 to 25, and over the top you have either post or post corner, where now you put that corner in a bind because he doesn't have the safety help. And so I will say that they have been creative in that aspect of it. And this is something that I have seen early in the season with Kevin Petula. This is why I said I don't think it's so much as Kevin Petula not wanting to be creative. I think a lot of it is just being on the same page with everyone else so that they understand his philosophy and what he's trying to do. So I'm looking to see where we're going to take this. I would love to see us a little bit more in empty and be able to create those mismatches. But I will say that, you know, at least we were balanced enough where we showed a lot of different looks that were very successful for us.
Yeah.
Donovan, one thing I read, just to talk about the empty thing a little bit more, one thing I read was that it just defenses are trying to disguise what they do more than ever, right? And then when you spread it out like that, I think you touched on it a little bit there, it makes it harder for the defense to disguise what defense that they're actually running. And that has changed over the last few years. Like, so if you were in that position now and defense is doing all that disguising, showing blitz and then not doing it, dropping, you know, linemen into coverage more than they ever have, what is it, from a quarterback perspective, what's the right way to try to assess that to make the decision what you're doing with the ball when your pre-snap reads are more difficult to make than they might have been in the past?
Well, I mean, if me being the quarterback and I had the guys that I've had, I mean, when you bring Westbrook out in motion, you know you have to either bring a safety out to him or you're going to expand that corner because you don't want to have that linebacker playing him man-to-man. And I think the same thing could be said if they do that and then have a linebacker covering Saquon Barkley or our backup running back. I mean, he's shown he's got quickness and hands, and I think you can utilize him more in the passing game. And if teams want to decide to blitz, which most of the time it'll be an all-out blitz if they do, then you just either throw a quick game out to that running back or possibly that outside receiver, run a wide receiver screen, something that obviously I got a chance to watch a little bit of what Drake May was doing with New England. It would show one side and then throw it to the opposite side, and all of a sudden it becomes a big play. And so I think there's ways of being able to attack in that situation. But also, too, when you have a quarterback that has a mobility like Jalen, you can run a quarterback draw. If they spread it out and nobody's in the middle of the football field and you can block up that five, meaning that four down lineman and that linebacker, that means it's just you and the goalpost. You hit your head on the goalpost. So there's a lot of different things that you can do in an empty set that puts a lot of pressure on the defense. And now that makes them have to dictate what they want to do in that next situation, that next alignment that you do.
Last two games, you know, Jalen's legs have been a big part of what they've been doing offensively as far as being able to sustain drives.
Right.
And they're not calling a bunch of quarterback runs, but I've noticed when he sees that man-to-man coverage and those defenders have their back turned to him, he's a little more decisive when he wants to run. I'm just, are you seeing that? Are you seeing something different with his sort of his quick decision to go ahead and take off and use his legs?
I will say this, Ike, and you've been a part of it. It's about the development at the position. When you have a young quarterback, yeah, you'll create some read option stuff and get him moving and be an option in the run game. But when you're developing at the position, you learn how to play from the pocket, but also know your strength of if they decide to play man, there's nobody guarding you. And so that middle becomes wide open. And the same we could be said of with the development of what Lamar Jackson has been about. Lamar's sitting in the pocket and he's buying time with his eyes downfield, and he'll decide to take off. And now you become that much more of a threat where they can't just have that safety going and double teaming over the top of receiver. They can't have that linebacker now vacate the middle of the football field because you have that ability to be able to utilize your legs. That's what I'm seeing from Jalen. I'm seeing Jalen understanding a little bit of playing from the pocket and what he's trying to do. He's trying to be methodical of his reads and understand he has time when he is protected. You would like to see him maybe run the ball maybe 3 to 4 times a game, and I've been in that same situation. Like, a lot of people outside may not like it, but that's with the development of the position. A lot of the young guys are going through it at this particular point. You can look and see, especially the whole Drake May and Caleb Williams draft, of how those guys are playing. But that's just how we kind of perform at that position. And that's something that we just got to be able to build around. Hopefully Kevin Petula will be here next year so we don't have to go through this whole option of finding another coordinator so that he can kind of have a chemistry with Jalen.
Donovan, this defense has really, really evolved over the year, and they look like they are a championship-level defense right now. And one of the most impressive things, doing it without Jalen Carter, with the contributions that Jordan Davis has given over the last couple of weeks, what are you seeing right from the defense that has impressed you?
I mean, I can't say that we're at championship level right now because we don't have Jalen Carter. Now, if we play right the way we're playing and Jalen Carter adds what we expect him to add to that, then I can say, yes, we can become one of the top five type of defenses. But the only thing that I will say, when you look at like the Houston Texans, can we play at that level from a front four standpoint that they've been playing at with those defensive ends coming upfield and causing havoc? You know, can we play like some of these other top defenses that have been playing? And that's being consistent when it comes to first and second down. So on third down now, you get a third and long situation where you can peel your ears back and be able to get to the quarterback. If we can continue to be in that kind of phase, we're on first down, we're getting tackle for losses, on second down, we're getting incomplete passes. Now all of a sudden you start to see the Jalen Carters, and you also see maybe, you know, BG coming off the edge, and some of these other guys. So I just think it all starts with us on defense of being able to establish that on first and second down. So on third down, we're not fighting on the third and short situation.
So let's say this season ended today. I know it doesn't, but let's say it does. Where do you see the Eagles in the hierarchy of the NFC? Who do you think the best one or two teams are, and where do you think the Eagles sit within the NFC?
I mean, obviously people may get upset because of what I said, but I still think the Rams are the top class of the NFC, even though that they lost to Seattle. From a record standpoint and how Seattle played against the Rams, I would probably have to put them number two. I would say that we're definitely probably number three when it comes to the NFC. And from four and five after that, it's kind of a toss-up of different teams. But I would just at least say from what we have done so far, we're definitely in that top three of the categories. But, you know, I think we're better than Seattle. But if we happen to play in Seattle, it can go either way. So I just think for where the NFC is at this particular point, there's good parity. It's not big separation, but we are definitely in the upper echelon of the NFC.
All right, Donovan. We'll have a Merry Christmas. We will. We'll talk to you next week after a big game against Buffalo next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Actually, let me ask you about that. What do you think of the Buffalo game, the Eagles and the Bills?
I would say, to be honest with you, I think Buffalo is in the same situation that we are when they're trying to figure out who they are. I mean, these wins that Buffalo has had hasn't been impressive, but they found ways to win toward the end of the game. You know, everybody expects, you know, Josh Allen to put his cape on all the time. They got an established runner in Cook. They may not have that number one weapon at the wide receiver, but Josh spreads the ball around. Their tight end is solid. And so they use their tight end the way we should be using Dallas Goedert. But I just think for what Buffalo has been, their defense is a bend but don't break type of defense. Don't get a lot of pressure, but they find ways to win. So I think it's going to be a really good game. It's going to be highly competitive. I think they will come out on top, but I don't think it'll be a big blowout type of win.
All right, Donovan, we'll talk to you next week. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Sounds good. Sounds good, brother.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I saw, I think it was Robert Saleh said earlier this week that the way the defense is now, he's given up on worrying about yards. And I think it's interesting because so many of the way the defenses play, they're really just forcing the offense to make play after play after play after play.
Give up explosives.
And basically just assuming that eventually you're not going to make the play.
Yep.
We'll either create a turnover or we'll force you to have to punt. And that is the situation that they're in. The evolution of where offenses are and where defenses are is really interesting, I think.
Yeah, and here's the other thing defenses have to think about now. everything is four downs just about.
Yes.
So you're no longer get them three and out.
Yes.
Because depending on where you are on the field, you're going to need four to get off the field. So you almost have to be able to call a defense from that standpoint now. It seems like that's advantage offense. But here's the thing. So many teams get greedy down there in that 25-yard line area, 20-yard line area. They want that touchdown so bad, so when it's fourth and four, they don't take the three. They still try to go for it on fourth down. Well, if the defense gets a stop, now you get no points.
Right.
You get no points, right? So you may have to play an extra down, but sometimes, depending on that down and distance, that may work in your favor.
And it's one thing if you're I don't want to give up to you guys this quick on the going for fourth down, because I know you guys are footballsmen, mm-hmm. and I know you guys want to kick the field goal.
Take the points, guys.
Yep.
But there's a big difference between last year's Lions going for it on fourth down all the time and everybody going for it on fourth down all the time. Like, last year's Lions were an awesome offense. Mm-hmm. They were the pressure they put on the defense by doing that all the time, I thought, ended up being whether they lost in the divisional round or not, I thought it was the right thing to do for that Lions team. Mm-hmm. But there are very few offenses every year that are at the level that Detroit offense is. And I think a lot of times where I think people have maybe lost the thread, or teams have lost the thread on the go for it on fourth, is that, like, the momentum swing of not getting it on fourth.
Yes.
And the ability of having an honest conversation with yourself about who your offense is. Mm-hmm. There are some offenses. I think the Buffalo offense is actually great at getting 3 yards. Mm-hmm. If a fourth and three, with the way that they play offense.
You got Josh Allen, he can run.
He can run, the way that their pass game is. But there are not a lot of offenses in the NFL that I'm super confident you're getting it on fourth and three or fourth and four. And in those situations, getting the points or kicking the ball away and trusting your defense might be the way to go.
Because for a defense, it's rare that you're going to run it on fourth and three.
Yes, you have to.
We know you're going to throw the ball. Other than a quarterback run, you're probably going to throw it. And that's how we beat Detroit here. They kept going for it on fourth down.
Yes.
they kept going for it. So, and it can be deflating for an offense when you don't pick those fourth downs up. So it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, when you convert those fourth downs, it's great. You look smart and you're doing it. But I'm saying, from a defensive standpoint, man, that's just as good as getting a turnover. Especially when you're down in scoring area and you don't take the points.
Speaking of a turnover, I forget who it was on Washington, and the play ended up not counting because of a penalty. But the guy that intercepted it on the 4 yard line, rather than just knocking it down and getting the ball on, it was a fourth down.
Fourth and seven.
It was fourth and seven.
Yeah.
What he should have done is knocked the ball down. What he did do was catch the ball.
So, I don't even remember that.
Oh, yeah.
It got wiped away with a penalty.
But Jalen threw a bomb.
You know what he threw it? The one AJ was like, no.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, now I remember.
Well, and the guy caught it, and if it had counted, they would have had the ball on their own
the
five rather than on the 40-yard line.
Right. No, you're right. I do remember that play,
And then the last thing, just to go back to the Donovan conversation about the Eagles going empty.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, what one thing that we've seen a lot, and it's happening a lot in the league, but they do it to the Eagles a lot, is disguising coverages and acting like you're blitzing and not blitzing.
Simulated pressures. Yeah.
And when you go empty, the defense really can't do it.
Can't do it.
And it just makes things simple. It's the same thing that hurry up does. It simplifies everything.
Yep.
And you can really see what's going on. That drive in empty was one of their best drives of the year, I thought.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, the Washington's defense is not very good. But I thought Jalen looked as good in that drive as he's looked all year. That is something that they should definitely – we're all in love, and rightly so, with under center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's clear that Jalen's not super comfortable passing the ball under center. He's very comfortable in shotgun throwing the ball. So going empty is something that I think – I know that they're a running team, but I think it gives – something that Donovan said, too, it gives Jalen the opportunity to run the ball more.
Yeah.
I think it's something that, we'll end up seeing more as the season goes
on. And I'm perfectly fine with that because you can't become predictable as an offense.
Right.
So everybody's been talking about get under center, get under center, get under center. Well, that's probably what Washington was preparing for.
Yes.
For the Eagles to be under center.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, they come out with a totally different game plan. Frankie Louvu, I don't even – did he even play Saturday?
He played. He didn't do
anything.
Yeah, hear his name called at all. So he wasn't blitzing and rushing the passer and creating all that stuff. And so the Eagles said, you know what, Washington likes to do this, so we're going to put them in spread formation. So when they do decide to come, Jalen can easily read it. Like you just said, he can easily read it and see it. So, you know, give Kevin Petullo some credit for sort of mixing things up, being flexible. And as long as they don't forget about the under the center stuff.
Yeah, they can't.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Yeah, like, as long as you don't forget about it, because it's working for you. It's good stuff. Like, it's not like it hurts the team. So to have that in your bag, and I know the running backs enjoy running from the dot.
Of course.
It used to be called an I. We don't use fullbacks that often.
Nope.
Oh, now it's called the dot.
Well, because he's the only guy there.
Oh, only the one guy behind him.
Yes.
Right.
And the dot behind the center.
Dot's just high-level football talk. We got even high level. We got dot.
Yeah.
We got Spike breaking down the skies.
Well,
You got dot. You got pistol. You got off to the right.
I saw Jack doing his little smug smirk over there when I started talking about
guy's
it.
Like,
we started talking football.
Oh, you see this guy's to Donovan, too.
Yes.
You know? Well, I was waiting for Donovan to be like, are you kidding me?
Well,
I love it. I think it's funny.
It should be funny. I'm doing my homework.
Yes. You are doing your homework, but it's still funny.
You know, I did my homework with baseball. You hated that.
No, I did my homework with football.
Now it's funny to you. Yeah.
Well, I hate baseball.
I know you do.
Football, I find amusing.
Well, you can't pull the wool over my eyes with baseball anymore.
There's no wool.
You know, the moment that baseball Spike arrived was Carlos Estevez. Was when they traded for Estevez.
I had Billy Bean asking over there.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute. This is fraudulent.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9400.
Well, you got Ike breaking down dot talk. And,
yeah.
We all have to up our game because Mr.
Yes.
Because Mr. Podcast.
Mr.
Over
Tape
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got me saying dot.
Yeah.
Ike felt like, hold on. No, almost like my manhood's getting challenged.
I didn't even pay attention to it.
I just think it's interesting. The whole thing, I was like, who knew there was so much going on in football? I didn't know.
You know, listen, I try not to bore everybody with the whole X's and O's stuff. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing.
We're a Jimmy's and Joe's show.
Yeah, I'm a Jimmy
and Joe's show.
So one thing you're going to have to limit me on is I don't know how much of it's boring. I find it fascinating.
Well,
the moment I realized we got this version of football, Spike.
Yeah.
So Spike texted me one of the away games. And he's like, you notice that Tyler Steen taps and turns around?
Right.
Like, why do they do that?
Yeah.
I'm like, they've been doing that for years.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't notice it before.
Yeah.
I didn't notice
it. But now you're listening to these podcasts.
Well, so pronounced with him anyway.
Well, yeah.
Well, hold on. He's an Eagle legend now.
Yeah.
No, after the fight.
Fighting the entire Washington team.
Yeah.
Like the Chris Baker moment all over again.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494, as we celebrate this enormous Eagles win over the 4-11 Commanders. We'll go around the league next.
Hell yeah.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
And you're going to give it up about Drake May?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I don't mean to ruin the tease. We'll find out if I give it up about Drake May.
You still calling him Drake Maybe?
Yes, I will still call him Drake Maybe. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next for you. And it all leads to Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ah, there we go.
There it is.
Little 430-90s. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Come on.
Underneath the Christmas tree, I just...
Come on, Jack. I know you hate this song.
Come on.
I just want you for my own, more than you would ever know. Make my wish come true, baby. All I want for Christmas is you.
Oh, it's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies in South Philly. It's your
430-90s.
Oh, classic. What
a tune. What a tune.
Classic.
Do you remember Mariah Carey's moment where she popped up into, like, when she became a star? Wasn't it when she sang the Jackson 5 song on Unplugged or something on MTV? There was one Mariah Carey moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I was a Mariah Carey fan from her first single. I had a vision of love. You remember that?
Vision, I don't remember
love.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite one is
Honey. I think
that
was her first song.
Honey is my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Yeah, that was a banger. You like the remix with Jay-Z? Honey?
No, it was with Mace.
Was it with Mace?
It was with Mace.
I thought it was Jay-Z. Okay.
Yeah, it was with Mace.
I'm trying to think of what the big song was that she did. In any case, whatever.
Yes.
You want to do a little around the lake? Let's go around the lake.
Yeah, these teams stink.
It's time to go around the lake.
Around the lake.
Down the songs!
Oh, there we go, around the lake. Around the lake. Well, Dallas Cowboys eliminated from playoff contention. Wait, were they eliminated? They were eliminated last week, right?
No,
they got eliminated when the Eagles won.
When the Eagles won. There we go. So
And Herbie did a number on them.
Your guy.
Yeah.
Your guy, Justin Herbert.
Might be figuring it out.
Better win a playoff game.
Nope.
Yeah, seriously, man.
Captain Hypothetical.
All right, let's go around the lake. So after the Eagles game on Saturday, the Bears played the Packers in a – what a game that was.
That was an awesome game Saturday.
Bears and Packers.
That's Yoshi, that's why I didn't see those preliminary fights.
Oh, because you were watching
that game. I was watching the Packers and the Bears, yeah.
Dude, what a game. So Bears come down. They score a touchdown on fourth down. On an excellent pass from Caleb Williams into the back of the end zone to a guy who I think had played 8 snaps, an undrafted rookie.
Number 20. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable play. They get an onside kick, which in the NFL now, I think the success rate is like 7% getting an onside kick. And then they score. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The Caleb Williams touchdown pass was to tie the game. I'm sorry, in the back of the end zone. That was to tie the game. That was after the onside kick. So it was field goal, onside kick, Caleb Williams touchdown in the back of the end zone. But then in overtime, they stopped the Packers, and Caleb Williams throws might have been the best pass I've ever seen.
Wow.
That 45-yard pass, the touchdown pass?
Yeah. It was a seed.
I'm sorry, man. That was one of the best passes I've ever seen
in
my
life. The wind in Chicago.
And the wind.
Yeah. That guy's got a cannon, Caleb Williams.
He got an arm, man. I was telling Fritzy, I've seen some arms, man. Marino, Elway, Rodgers, Favre, even Mahomes. This kid is right there with him.
From an arm,
Just arm talent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just arm talent. If he ever puts it all together, and he has the right coach. I mean, that's a coach you want that's going to be able to teach you offense and is going to be able to put you in position to succeed based on your skill set. Chicago, they may have finally broken the curse.
And gotten the quarterback. Because even the last time they went to the Super Bowl, they didn't have the quarterback. No, it was Rex Grossman.
Rex Grossman, yeah. Yes.
He reminds me of a little bit like – I know this is blasphemy. It reminds me a little bit of early Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
You know,
because
Aaron Rodgers was a great athlete early in his career, had that arm.
Whip for an arm.
And threw a pretty ball, too. It wasn't just that he threw it hard.
Everything was tight spiral.
Yeah.
Everything.
Man.
So, and he had the feathery touch and all the different arm angles. That's the other thing Caleb has. He can throw the ball from just about any angle.
Bears are... They just have a knack this year. So
they're last year's Commanders.
And the last year's Commanders ended up in the NFC Championship game.
Yep.
You know? So it is hard to figure out. Yeah. Last year's Commanders, are they the 22 Vikings?
Yeah.
You
I
know?
Can't tell if they're like, this is the year they break through and then they're here.
Well, the
for
22
a little while.
Vikings had Kirk Cousins as their guy.
Yeah, but they were a team that they won 13 games, but their point differential was a fraudulent.
Yeah.
I think they had a negative point differential. Bears are right there. They're just finding ways at the end of games.
This team, they'll win one playoff game, and their season is a success. I don't know if they can go on the road and win a playoff game. I certainly wouldn't trust them against some of the veteran quarterbacks in the playoffs. I look at the Bears more the future.
Yeah.
Like, this is a team – it's going to be pretty good moving forward.
Swift looked very good yesterday, too.
I think they got the number two rushing team in the league. I think they're number two in rushing.
So
they were number two in rushing.
Another big one yesterday, Jaguars-Broncos. Jaguars go into Denver, win 34-20.
Yeah.
That team officially
– legit.
They're legit, yeah. You win in Denver, again, you put 34 points up against that defense.
Against that defense.
Trevor Lawrence. 4 touchdowns yesterday, I think.
14
total.
Touchdowns, no picks in his last 4 games.
Wow.
Yeah. Liam Cohen. Yeah,
yep.
Man. Yeah, never been a big Trevor Lawrence guy, but he's played outstanding this year.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy over there. I think, when I say over there, I mean in the AFC. I think three teams, the Jags, the Broncos, and the Patriots, can all still be the number one seed.
That's the same in the NFC.
Yeah.
But except they're all in the West, I think. The 49ers, yes, the Seahawks, and the Rams can all be the number one seed.
Yep.
I wonder if there's a path for the Bears to get there. Maybe there has to be. I don't know if there's a path for the
right.
Bears. But pretty – and I would say this, too, is that as the year has gone on, there's parity, but the teams at the top are good.
See, I told y'all, man.
They're good teams.
It's not mediocrity. It's parity.
Yes.
It's not a bad thing.
No, they are. They're good teams. The Seahawks, say what you want about Sam Darnold. It's a good football team.
Yes.
The Rams are a good football team. The 49ers are a good football team. The Patriots are a good football team. The Broncos, the Jags, and the Bills. I'm sorry, as long as you have Josh Allen and you're the number one offense in the league, you know, you're still pretty dangerous football.
The NFC could possibly have eight teams finish with double-digit wins, I believe.
Wow.
That's got to be a rarity.
Yeah.
Right? Because Detroit can still get there, I think.
Yeah, they've got eight wins.
They got eight wins, so you got two games left.
Yeah.
They could get the double-digit wins. Now, that loss for them yesterday is crucial.
Against the Steelers. Well, yeah. I don't think them making the playoffs now is almost impossible.
Yeah,
it's like
but they haven't been officially eliminated.
They haven't been officially eliminated, but a lot has to happen for them to get in the playoffs.
Yep.
So the Chiefs, talk about a cursed season. A week after Patrick Mahomes goes down with a torn ACL, Gardner Minshew goes down with a torn ACL in the third play of the game.
Yeah.
They get their asses kicked by the Titans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a great season. One, maybe they needed this to try to reset, you know, and admit to themselves that they need to overhaul some things. But the information came out today on a new stadium for the Chiefs. They're going from Missouri to Kansas, and
didn't know Kansas City is in Missouri.
Is in Missouri. There's
not
a Kansas,
in Kansas.
Yeah, there's a Kansas.
Make it make sense, Ike.
There's a Kansas City, Kansas, and a Kansas City, Missouri. But the Kansas City that everybody talks about is a Kansas City
in Missouri. Yes,
A $3 billion dome stadium.
Awesome.
70% publicly funded.
Yeah, awesome. Always.
The Arrowhead lease expires after 2030, so you start talking about this now, and maybe they have the stadium ready for 2030, 2031, something like that. So a dome stadium in Kansas City. What do you think of that?
Well,
everybody's doing it.
I tell you, man,
we may have to give up on the anti-dome stance.
Wow. No, we'll never give up on that. Doesn't mean we won't lose.
Yeah, we're going to get one.
But I'll still be right there with the anti-dome people.
You're going to go down with the ship.
Yes, even my daughter. She's like a dome.
In this city?
Yeah. She was like, football's meant to be played outside.
There you go. That's like Reese's daughter right there.
Come on, man.
All of these teams are willfully listening to Elliot.
It's a huge W for Elliott.
It's a huge win for Elliott,
yeah,
but a loss for everyone else. Yeah. Kansas City needs a dome. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
I want to see those fans out
there. It's not a win for Elliott to say teams are going to domes.
Yeah, he still says it's better.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the arguing point is whether or not fans want a dome.
So
I would argue most fans do not want a dome.
Especially in this city.
Taz, you want a dome? Yes,
Taz says no.
Real football fans don't want a dome.
Taz just agrees with everything you ask him.
Say
you want a dome and then ask.
See, here's the thing. Elliot's not really a football guy.
He's not a football guy.
He's not.
He's barely a guy.
That's why he wants to be in friendly confines. He wants to be warm.
He's old-fashioned.
Meanwhile, he sits in a press box and watches the game. He's warm anyway.
It's a good point. It's a good point. He's not out there playing.
So he's not speaking as if he's sitting outside in excruciating weather, but the people who are sitting in the weather, they enjoy it. But he wants to tell everybody we should be in a dome.
So Patriots with a big comeback to beat the Ravens to keep the pressure on in the AFC East there. Stay game ahead of the Bills, who snuck by the Browns yesterday. Your guy, Drake May, leading the comeback.
Man, I actually thought Baltimore was going to win that game until Lamar went out. And then Lamar went out.
And it was kind of over.
It's pretty much the end of that.
Dude, the MVP race is going to be fascinating.
It's Stafford. He's minus 250.
Okay.
Right
now.
If they win both of those games.
Well, who do they play?
They play the Falcons and the Cardinals.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah. Games.
He's got 40 touchdowns and five interceptions. They're going to win the. They're going to win 13 games.
He had 41 the year and he didn't win it.
It just feels like this year.
Oh, yeah, I'm just saying. The MVP is usually about storylines,
yes.
And Drake May is a –
yes.
I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked.
I think they'd have to lose at least one of the – one of those games.
I agree.
I didn't realize he was at 40 before I looked before the show. Cause I was,
yeah.
Because, you know, oddsman, like I can –
yes.
Kind of peeking at the old Trevor Lawrence odds. Cause he could
For
be,
MVP?
Because he could be the one seed.
He's not going to win it.
I understand that.
Yeah. Don't put any money on
I'm
Trevor
I'm not
Lawrence.
Going
Nobody's
to.
Putting any money down.
Okay.
Just take it down, Notch.
My notch is exactly where it always is.
Don't start talking about your notch on these
Well, areas. You know what? You're insulting my homework. I got my eye on you.
You should.
And last thing is you mentioned the Lions game, the Lions-Steelers game. DK Metcalf gets caught on camera walking over to a fan, grabbing him by the shirt, and then you can use shove at his face. It looked like he hit him.
DK hit you, then that fan should have fell out.
Well, yes, right, yeah. He obviously didn't hit him that hard.
Yeah.
The fan says that he just called him by his full name, which is, hold on, DeKalen Zacharias Metcalf.
Goodness gracious.
Really?
DK says
that's enough to make him upset.
DK says that he said something about his mom and then implied that it was racial. The fan says that it was not, but DK Metcalf is going to get suspended. You can't hit it. He walked over. It's not even like basketball where he's right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
He walked over to the fan. Can't do that, man.
I agree.
Yeah.
Now, something happened.
And apparently, I guess he had an interaction with that fan.
No, I'm saying something happened with a. Didn't Lamar hit a fan?
Yes, in Buffalo.
Yeah, wasn't that in Buffalo? Lamar hit a fan.
Now, what is
fan,
when he was walking off of the field?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. When you say suspended, I don't know if he's going to get suspended.
Well, so I think what happened.
He may get fined.
I think what happened to Lamar is as he was walking off the field, the fan might have touched him.
Sure.
As he was walking off the field,
sure.
Which didn't look like what happened here. But
I'm just.
No, I'm just talking about the suspension.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. It seemed like it was a different
suspension.
Yeah, so we'll see. So there you go. There is Around the League. I didn't miss anything, did I? I don't think I missed anything. Yeah, all right. So normally, around this time on Fridays, we're joined by the great Tommy Down the Shore. But since we have Christmas coming up and we're not on Friday, a very special holiday check-in from our guy, Tommy Down the Shore.
It's Tommy Down the Shore.
I love baloney.
And then he goes and says his piece. It's Tommy.
You know what I'm saying?
Down the shore.
Tommy!
Yo, boy, ghost boy, don't get big holiday birdie business, baby. Oh, man.
Oh, Tommy. You must be psyched, buddy. A bird's win and Christmas. It's like, I was going to say it's like Christmas, but it is Christmas. So you must be fired up.
Such a glorious time. We're NFC champs. It's Christmas time. It's holiday time. It's baloney time. It's the most wonderful time of year. You know what I mean? And we got this huge game with Buffalo coming up. You know what I mean? And this is a statement game for us. You know what I mean?
A huge what?
Statement game.
No. Is it a duel?
Buffalo.
Nah, he said Buffalo. He didn't say duel.
I thought he said a huge duel.
No, I thought he said a huge game with Buffalo.
All right, never mind.
Yeah. In any case, Tommy, before we move forward, I want to tell you a couple things. First of all, it is big news that you're on the air today as we're at Chickies and Pete's because Pete Cherokee of Chickies is a huge Tommy Down the Shore fan. So just wanted to let you know that. And second, you know, a few listeners have been very gracious in dropping off gifts for us. We did get somebody dropped off a gift for Tommy Down the Shore. I haven't opened it up. I don't know if it's a deli meats, but I'm saving it for you. Somebody did drop off a gift for you.
Well, this is wonderful. Big love to Pete, you know what I mean? And to whoever left that gift, it's heartwarming, you know what I mean? I'm very grateful for all the love and support, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of support for you out there, Tommy. Yeah. So Christmas is coming up. What do you think? You're a big Christmas guy, I'm sure.
Well, I was thinking the other day, you know what I mean?
Look,
I could be a really good Santa Claus, you know what I mean? Because I got the right physique, you know what I mean? I got the right physique, I got the right disposition, and I got a lot of holiday cheer, you know what I mean? And just picture it like this. If Dan is like the starting QB, I could be like the backup QB. They call me Baloney Claws. You know what I mean? Or Stan the guy.
Baloney Claws.
That's yeah. Right. That's right. I could be like the backup QB.
Well, but before, the other thing you didn't mention, Santa, of course, you have the right physique, you have the right attitude. Are you good around kids? Because Santa's got to love kids as well.
Absolutely. Kids love me, man. Like I said, I love life, and life loves me back, you know what I mean? I'm very good. I can deliver the presents, you know what I mean? If, like, the only thing I would say is, if I got to fill in for Santa, when everybody's leaving, like, the cookies and milk, I would just request they leave some Baloney and Gobbledygook for me and the reindeer. You know what I mean? Because we got a long night. We got to deliver a lot of presents. You know what I mean?
We got a long night.
Yes. Maybe some Dr. Pepper instead of milk as well.
That's right. Dr. Pepper, root beer, and some Gobbledygook slices. You know what I mean?
So I'm wondering, Baloney Claws, given that you're in the holiday spirit, you're all Santa'd up, do you happen to have maybe, you've become such a great poet, do you happen to have maybe a Christmas poem?
Absolutely. Just to celebrate this joyous time of year, I wrote a poem. It's called, It's Christmas Time, It's Baloney Time.
All right.
Here we go. It's Christmas time, it's Baloney Time. It's the most wonderful time of year. With turkey, ham, and provolone, we're spreading some holiday cheer. Santa and Rudolph are eating hoagies, and they're as jolly as they could be. To leave some cookies and gobbledygook under the Christmas tree. If that can't get you in the mood, I don't know what will. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude, it's so full of holiday spirit.
It's now the holiday season.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's officially the holiday season.
Tommy, I was taking my walk the other day. Somebody yelled out from their car. They're like, hey, is he really from down the shore? And I said, yes, of course he's from down the shore.
That's my last name. He's down the shore. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out which shore point.
Yeah. Yes, we've never asked. We've never asked which point down
I'm
the shore.
I'm roaming all over. I'm kind of like lots of different shore spots. You know what I mean, Jack? I'm everywhere. You know what I mean?
Now, you do have a beautiful singing voice. I was wondering, do you have any favorite holiday songs that you might be able to sing for us?
Absolutely. There's so many great songs, but there's one in particular that gets me real nostalgic. You know what I mean? Let It Snow. You guys know Let It Snow? That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Well, it hasn't shown signs of stopping, and I've got some baloney for popping. Well, the lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Tommy, you might be too good a singer for this, actually. You might need to take it down a notch.
Do you know Creed?
Yeah.
That's Creed. Creed, you guys crush Creed. I can't. That's your domain. You know what I mean? You guys got that. You rock that all the time.
Yeah. I was actually expecting you to sing the Boys to Men version of Let It Snow.
Oh, that's a classic right there. I love Boys to Men. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, of course you do. You're local guys.
Some of the greatest singers in the history of popular music. You know what I mean?
Popular music. So, before we get to your Bills prediction for the holidays,
yes,
we're gonna need you to do: is it oil or is it oil? Eat the gabagool.
Absolutely, special holiday edition. Here we go.
Yes.
Is it oil or is it oil? Oh. Did the milk spoil or did it spoil? Do hot dogs boil or do they boil? Where do plants sprout? In a soul or in a soil? Is it oil or is it oil?
Wow.
Dude, I envision on Super Bowl Friday,
yes,
leading into
this?
The Eagles playing.
Oh, yeah.
He's just going to be yelling it.
Yes.
Like, he's slowly getting the octaves up there.
Yes.
It's just going to be the end, like, is it oil?
Yeah. We might have to have him here for that.
Yes.
By the time Super Bowl, yes. You're right, Jack. I'm going to be screaming. You know what I mean?
So will everyone else.
And give us Eat the Gabagool.
Sometimes, you know, we all play the fool. So when you feel like an idiot, eat the gabagool. What's the gabagool? Well, it's a certain type of hand. Eat the gabagool and sure you'll make a plan. Eat the gabagool and sure you'll be the man.
Oh, I love it. All right, Tommy.
Yes, baby.
Coming up this Sunday, 4:25 in Orchard Park, Eagles-Bills. It's a big game, Tommy. The two seed is still alive. It is Hurts versus Allen. What do you see happening on Sunday?
This is a huge game. This is a psychological game for us, but we got some good momentum. I think we got a nice little confidence boost these previous few weeks. I think it's going to be close, but I'm going to say 27-20 Birds.
Whoa, okay. Birds win.
Okay.
It's gonna be
there you
close.
Go.
I like
it's gonna
it.
Be close. It's going to be close. Down to the wire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like it.
You usually don't pick down to the wire.
Yeah, you usually pick blowout.
Yeah.
There's Pete.
That's not my
There's
traditional Pete. Pick. You know what I mean? But sometimes
yeah,
you
I know.
Go.
Yeah, you got to be smart. You got to be smart.
All right, Tommy.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for this very special Monday episode. We wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you next week for a very special New Year's edition, hopefully if you're available. God bless you, Tommy.
Thanks so much, fellas. You guys are the best. I love you guys. I will talk to you next week. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody. Go Birds! Bologna Sopranos! Over and 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 over now!
Buzz?
It's Tommy!
You know what I'm saying?
The buzz pause.
Buzz, what were you waiting for? Just out of curiosity.
I thought you'd say that was Tommy from down the shore, and then I hit it.
No.
You've done the show a lot.
Yeah.
But not too many times. Whatever.
That's true.
All right.
It's good to see Pete here.
What's that? Good to see Pete. Yeah.
He rushed down here after the photo you sent him.
Not for air.
You idiot.
Not for air, Jack. Not for air. The top 5 at 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Surfside is the perfect fit for this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up to the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.